Last Word on Business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick and now open in Cork.
Ian Gardner of the Business Post is with us. What is the central bank going to allow credit unions to do and how is it going to impact on the credit union customers?
Evening, Matt. Well, the banks are in for a bit more competition from credit unions as a result of the changes the central bank are proposing today. And the credit unions can't yet compete fully with the banks in areas like mortgage lending or lending to small businesses because there are restrictions on how much money they can give out for long-term loans. So right now, credit unions can give mortgages, but they can only give out mortgages worth around 10% of their assets because the central bank don't want them getting into financial difficulty. Those limits are going to be changed and it really will put it up to the bank. So they are trebling that limit on mortgage lending. So it's currently 10%. Credit unions in future will be able to lend up to 30% of their assets for mortgage lending. On small business lending, the restriction is quite small right now, but they will be able to now go up to 10% of their loans will go towards small businesses. And anybody who's gone to a credit union for a small business loan, even for something around 25, 30 grand, you have to give the credit unions a highly detailed business plan with lots of forward numbers and projections. That's going to be lifted as well. So if you take the total amount of money the credit unions could currently lend across the country for mortgages, business loans, and various other term loans, it's around 2.9 billion. When these restrictions are changed, the credit unions will be able to lend as much as 8.6 billion. And that really will put the competition into the market that we've been looking for some time. For credit unions, and I've been skeptical of them in the past as to whether they really would be able to challenge the banks, they've become a little bit more innovative. They've launched current accounts, they've launched debit cards. Lots of them already do mortgage lending. But with these changes now, some of the bigger credit unions across the country, there's been lots of mergers and takeovers that have created some really large credit unions with multiple branches. They really will be able to put it up to some of the banks out there. We've had a bit more competition in the banking market over the past year. We have Avant Money launching a full range of products and investment services. You've got newer mortgages coming into the market. And now you're going to have the credit unions, with all of these restrictions that the central bank had in place being lifted, they'll be putting it up to the banks out there. And we certainly do need it. When you look at separate figures today by the central bank on interest rates, we're paying more in this country for mortgages than the European average, than in many other countries. So a bit more competition usually means prices come down a little bit, and certainly in mortgages, that's what we need.
But then the sort of the half bank against the two big banks, AIB and Bank of Ireland, has announced a voluntary redundancy scheme. Why is PTSB doing that?
Because I think PTSB has struggled to really take on Bank of Ireland and AIB in the last number of years. It's bought a lot of assets from Ulster Bank. It bought some of its branches, some of its small business loan books. But Permanent TSB is really still suffering from the fact that it is quite small. Its restructuring after the financial crisis took quite a while, and it's still taking a little bit longer. So they're looking to reduce their cost base by opening a voluntary redundancy scheme between now and the middle of January, and that could see hundreds of jobs go. It has around 3,200 staff. It's expanded quite a bit over the last number of years, the number of workers, because it took on about 300 people from Ulster Bank and added more roles itself. But its cost-to-income ratio is much higher than the other banks. So if you think of it, its cost-to-income ratio, around 66% of the bank's total income goes out in costs. For AIB, that's around 39%. And at Bank of Ireland, it's 42%. So to try and compete a bit more effectively, to bring that cost to income ratio down so that its profits can grow, so that it can make a greater return on its investment, it's looking to reduce its headcount, because for banks, most of the cost is in its employees. And if you look at the share price of Irish banks in the last couple of years, have done quite well. Bank of Ireland and AIB shares have, I think they've pretty much doubled in the last 3 to 4 years, because of course they're making so much more money off us here in Ireland as interest rates go up. The two banks, if you look at Bank of Ireland and AIB, $1 billion each nearly in profits in the first 6 months of this year. At Permanent TSB, it was only 75 million. So you can see why the bank wants to reduce its cost to try and make it a little bit more competitive with those two lenders. And as we said, with more competition coming into the market.
Why might the price of coffee in our restaurants and takeaways be going up?
Because the price, the underlying price of coffee beans has hit a record high. For Arabica coffee, which is the most popular brand, popular bean in coffee, the big countries that produce it in Brazil and in Vietnam, they are suffering from a production issue that there has been over the last number of years, a fall in production due to poor weather, and that will be continuing. And that has seen the price of coffee grow by 80% this year, and yesterday and today hitting an all-time high. And just to give you an indication as to how much the gap is between production and what is needed in the market, if you take Brazil, which produces half of all the Arabica beans used around the world, they are going to see a 20% shortfall in production in the next growing season, next year and the year after. That means, despite growing demand for the coffee, they're not able to produce it. Prices are going up at a wholesale level, and that is at some point in time going to feed into the retail level. We have seen, if you look at the coffee that goes into supermarket chains, the big producers out there, likes of Nestle, they have tried to limit the price by taking the hit on their own margins. They're under pressure from their shareholders to increase the prices out there so that we will see it on the supermarket shelves, and probably when you go into a coffee shop as well over the next few months, you'll start to see prices going up a little bit.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.